As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Ray Von Day. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
This is like the tiredest I've ever been.
Oh, no. You know what you need is a hot dog.
You think so?
Yourself a hot dog.
You can't skip lunch.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. Yeah, get a couple hot dogs.
No, I think it's this like... So I had this that I was sick last week, but it was like I didn't have the flu, didn't have COVID, didn't have pneumonia, but I just like, whatever it is, just like it's still kicking the crap out of me. I just can't wake up. It's weird.
You need a hot dog bowl. Get yourself a hot dog bowl.
I think I do. It was a big old bread bowl.
Bowl of hot dog. Your breath reeks of hot dogs. did either of your girls do dance, or are they currently in dance?
They both dabbled when they were younger.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Sunday.
What I found, my experience, it is a racket, that whole thing.
I agree. I was just at a recital, as it were. So little Cece Beans is in a hip hop class. So she does hip hop. Yeah. She has a great time. She has a lot of fun. So Sunday afternoon, they have a recital. So we go to the recital. You have to pay money for the recital, which is fine. Whatever goes to the thing. There were 25 dances. Do you know how many she was in?
One or two.
One. She was in one.
And let me guess, they put it at the end.
No, worse. I guess just as bad. They put it seventh of 25, but they really discouraged people from leaving. Like, you needed to stay for the whole thing, because at the very end, they come out and like bow. And like, so they needed to be a part of that. And it's just like, all due respect to everybody involved, I don't want to watch that. It's just such a hard watch. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, this is killing me. Now, the good news is, we were talking to her about it. Of all the things that she has done in her 5 years on the planet, it's not like her favorite. Like, she likes soccer and swimming more. I'm like, great. Let's focus on those. Like, perfect. This, we got to stop. This is, I, as I'm sitting there in like the little like auditorium, I'm like, I don't think I can do this again. I need to get out of this. Awful.
And, you know, I'm not, please don't take this the wrong way, but I'm sure she's not going to be like a Rockette anytime soon. She's not going to like be a world-class dancer.
No.
Yeah.
Probably not. And most of the people there will not be, but even if they were, it's not even, even if it was all the best ones, I'm like, that's not my thing. That's not my speed. I don't want to watch it.
Have I ever, have I told on this podcast the story of my 24th birthday?
I don't recall. No.
I may have told you, but it was probably, it went from the worst to the best birthday I think I've ever had in my life. Would you like to hear this quick story? It involves a dance recital. That's why I bring it up.
Does it involve a Rockette? So
it was my... No. Well, let's see. It was my 24th birthday. My girlfriend at the time in college said, oh, come down for the... My birthday was on a weekend. She said, come down. We'll do something for your birthday on the weekend. I'm like, great. My birthday's on like a Saturday, right? So I get there and she has like this look on her face and I'm like, what? Like, what? Like, what's going to be the issue this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And she tells me, she's like, I had all this stuff planned, but she said, but I totally forgot. It's my little sister's dance recital.
I have heard
this story. Have I told you
the story? I have heard the story, but continue.
So, I'm pissed because I thought like there was going to be like this, like you need, now I have to, and her parents bought me a ticket. There was like, I have to go. And it's like this day, like you said, they're all day. Like
all
these things are from like 10 o'clock in the morning to like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. These things are like all day. So I'm like, God damn it. So again, like she's, her dance group is like fourth out of like 30. So like, I'm just sitting there like the whole time. And the crazy thing about this one was all the dance teachers did solos.
That's insane.
And it was like, kind of like supposed to be like transition. It was supposed, so there's all these like adults like dancing in front of other adults. So I'm like, this is weird or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I see, there is a solo breakdancing thing set to this song that was in the movie Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. The name of the song is Din Dada by George Kranz. Now, I don't know. Are you familiar with the Breakin' movies?
Din Dada. That one? Yeah.
Do, 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 din, da, da, do, do. Yeah. You know that song?
Yes, yes.
So I'm like, all right, this should be good. So I'm sitting there and one of the dance instructors, an adult who was a little person, came out and did a breakdancing routine to that song. And I bring it up because it was one of the greatest dance performances I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. And not only that, I don't think my girlfriend watched a single second of that routine because as soon as that person walked out on stage, she turned and just stared at me the entire time. Just daring me to laugh, Like she's like going to get pissed at me if I start laughing.
Look, I'm not going to do that. I'm here for the art. And I want to see the dances.
And I had the biggest smile on my face. If you listen to the song Din Dada by George Kranz.
I've heard it. Yep.
I'm talking to the audience right now, Richard. Okay. And then picture a smaller person in a, what I believe was like a singlet, like one piece, like leotard that was all like neon. Now picture it, if you will, like flashing lights. And then as soon as the vocals come in, wait, here they come. A little person starts like popping and locking and like cutting on the stage.
Yes.
I lost my mind. I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
That would have been worth
Thank
it. I didn't get one of those yesterday. I would have really enjoyed
but
that.
If you did, you would have been like, this is okay, I'm into this.
I could see myself coming back to more of these. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
Didn't have that. But what they did was crank the music. They had the music like ripping. They had the music ripping in there. But anyway, not for me. But thank you for sharing that. Yes, thank you for sharing that story. Ryan, let's get to this.
This week in Dort.
maybe the best news we have received in some time as comic book fans and horror movie fans can unite as DC announced that Clayface is going to get his own movie written by Mike Flanagan. Mike Flanagan, of course, has done The Haunting of Hill House. He's done Dr. Sleep. Yep. He's done Gerald's Game, Oculus. What was that one we watched recently? The Fall of the House of Usher. He's done a lot of TV shows. He's done a lot of movies, a lot of Stephen King adaptations. He apparently is a big fan of the character Clayface and a lot of the stuff he did in the animated series. So Clayface movie with Mike Flanagan.
Sounds great. Now, is he directing it too? Or is he just writing it?
I just saw writing. I hope he is directing. I hope he's directing. Both.
I hope he is directing it too.
I got a.
He is one of the. Who's gonna go?
You go ahead.
You got a what?
You got to think. I got a guy who should play Clayface.
Who you got?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Michael B. Jordan, because that's your answer.
I could see Michael B. Jordan doing it and doing a great job, but. I would go Daniel Day-Lewis because he's an actor. So have like the ultimate
actor.
Right.
I don't think he's going to come out of retirement to play a comic book villain.
It's unlikely.
Maybe he is. It's unlikely. It's not zero.
It's not. I mean, Mike Flanagan.
They might ask him.
What's the harm there?
Yeah.
A little invitation. You're like, hey, we'd love you to be in this. And he says, no, thanks. Maybe he shocks you. Maybe he shocks you a little bit. Yeah. Do you have a guy that you want to play Clayface?
Not off the top of my head. But
mine in the chat was Glenn Powell, who might get nominated for Drippin' Hog coming up in a couple weeks.
Drippin' Hog. Who could be a good Clayface? Let me see.
Gary Oldman would be really good. I don't think they're going to go that route, but Gary Oldman.
I don't know. That would be kind of confusing, though, right?
Yeah, that's a different world, different universe. You could do it.
I don't know. I don't know who. I don't know who I'd have.
All right, we're gonna get a Superman trailer on Thursday. You excited for that? Superman?
I'm kind of excited to see what the hype is all about. So we had the little teaser today, right? Mm-hmm. The poster looks cool.
Yep.
With the catchphrase "Look up."
Huh? Yeah.
I don't know. We're looking up for, but yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not the biggest Superman fans on this podcast, but this is going to be sort of ground zero for the DCU, which I hope is great. James Gunn's in charge of it, so I think it's got a good chance of being good, and I think it's very important that you have a good Superman. So Henry Cavill was a good Superman. He just wasn't in great movies.
I was going to say, you had one. You just didn't do him any justice with Zack Snyder at the helm and all of his writing prowess.
No. Now you got,
I would say the two best things he were directed were written by someone else. So what does that tell you?
True. Speaking of DC, we're going to get an animated movie, Ryan, June 30th, 2028. So go ahead and circle that. Dick Grayson and Jason Todd called the dynamic duo with a young couple dual Robins there.
Now they're calling this the dynamic duo. So is that like, is this the time where Dick Grayson is actually Batman?
It's confusing. Maybe.
Where Batman was that when Batman Inc. was taken off and like they left Jason Todd and Dick Grayson as Batman in Gotham?
Yeah, and then that whole run, the Black Mirror was him, right? The Scott Snyder Black Mirror was Dick Grayson. So maybe you could see that. Oh my God. Either way, it was crazy. They're like, 2028. I'm like, really? Like, I know they announced things in advance, but like. The Clayface movie is coming out in 2026. So like live action Clayface is going to come out 2 years before animated Robins. Like, all right, fine.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
I guess. Jennifer Love Hewitt back for I Know What You Did Last Summer. Reboot, whatever it's going to be. I don't know if there's
I mean, that movie doesn't really make sense without her.
No, it kind of hinges on her. Now, there was a red carpet scene, and I don't know if she was just, if Sarah Michelle Gellar was just annoyed about being on the red carpet, which I would understand, or if she doesn't like Jennifer Love Hewitt, because somebody asked her, they were like, hey, like, I know what you did last summer, reboot, like, is Jennifer Love Hewitt going to be back? And she was like, I don't know. It's got nothing to do with me. Like, she gave her, like, a real, like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, it's kind of weird to like ask somebody about a movie role that like someone else has. Like, I feel like that's a weird question to ask somebody too. Like, I would be annoyed by that.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Yeah. Like, you know, I have a question just for you. And you're like, okay. And they're like, what's that person you worked with one time doing? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but at least she was in the movie with her and her husband.
Right. But I don't think they like are good friends. Like, I don't think they've talked since then.
Maybe not. Is there a lot of questions to ask Sarah Michelle Gellar on the red carpet right now?
Like, not that you guys aren't good friends, but if someone was like, hey, oh my God, Rich, I've been dying to ask you. Like, yeah, what's up? And you're like, what's Dale up to?
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm probably doing good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe she doesn't hate her as much as she hates the question. That's definitely possible.
I think that's a stupid question. Yeah, for sure.
She should have just said that. And later been like, what? Like, this is, you're on E Entertainment right now. How could you say that? My God, that's because you're a stupid face. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Dave, a lot going on all of a sudden in the video game world.
There's a lot going on. So the Game Awards were this past week. And a lot, there were some winners, there were some losers. I can go through the highlights. So my pick for Game of the Year didn't actually win Game of the Year, yet did win the Player's Voice Award and Best Action Game, but did not win Game of the Year. So the fans voted it Game of the Year. It was the Best Action Game of the Year, but not good enough to win Game of the Year, which doesn't, if the fans vote for it, like, and that was Black Myth Wukong. Mm-hmm. Game of the Year went to Astrobot, which I'm told is a good game, but like, I don't know a single person who played it who's over the age of 12.
Is that the game that comes with the PS5?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, that game came with it, but then there's like a new version of it.
Got it. Like, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. That like is supposed to be the greatest, the most anticipated game of the year. Grand Theft Auto 6. I'm trying to think what else. Multiplayer Game of the Year and Ongoing Game of the Year went to Helldivers 2, which, by the way, is a fantastic game, except, like, I don't think, again, like, I played it, and I'm like, oh, this would be cool, like, for everyone to play, but it was, like, $30, and I'm like, nah, I don't really know anyone who plays it, and then I just stopped playing it, but apparently, it's still great, and people are playing it, so, right. Tekken 8 won Fighting Game of the Year. I know you're invested there.
Good.
There was this game, Balatro, which is a card game, and it's like this indie game, won a bunch of awards. Best Adaptation, a lot of people were pulling for Arcane, the League of Legends show on Netflix, but Fallout took it.
Good. Fallout was great.
Nothing to sneeze at there. Fallout is great. Yep. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Balatro, into like indie game, mobile game of the year, esports game of the year, League of Legends. That's no surprise. Other games have kind of fallen off. And that's, you know, that's about anything else you want to know about in the game. So a lot of cool trailers too. So Naughty Dog debuted, what is their new IP, which looks fucking phenomenal. What is the, it has a weird name.
Yeah. I saw the main character and I saw like a little poster for it. That's about all I saw, but I'm like, oh, it's Naughty Dog. So it's probably going to be awesome.
Intergalactic, the Heretic Prophet.
Okay.
Which is a strange name. It looks really, really cool. I mean, Naughty Dog I don't think they've ever made a bad game. So, and it's Neil Druckmann and his whole crew. So taking a step away from The Last of Us to do this, and this game's been in development for like 4 years. And this is the first we've seen of it. So
all right.
Looks pretty, pretty awesome.
Is the Game of Thrones game going to be good?
Probably not.
Yeah. I wonder if they made it like that. That's such a world. Like, that could be a crazy in-depth game potentially, but I don't know.
Yeah. But there's so many games, and it depends on what kind of game it is too. Because if you have these like role-playing games, like I love Diablo, Path of Exile 2 is actually, people are raving about this game. It's kind of like a Diablo. It's kind of like one of those like dungeon crawler type games, and people are raving about it.
Oh, is Game of Thrones?
Remember that? I forget which game that was. They were like, oh, I don't think so. Remember there was like this huge announcement that they were going to, oh, this is like new, or was Bethesda was talking about, you know, this huge game they were going to roll out, and like, it's a mobile game. And you're like, what the fuck?
Fuck.
But there still is that Blade game is coming out. Wolverine game's coming out. Like all these games are like, but we haven't heard much about. So,
all right.
And there's a new Captain America Black Panther game coming out too that Marvel's doing.
Okay.
We haven't heard a lot from that.
Still, I did
take
download
place during World War II.
I did download Marvel Rivals. I haven't played it yet, but I did.
What'd
download
you think? Haven't played it yet.
I just like scrolled through the characters and shit like that, but I haven't played it yet. But
watch out for Jeff the Land Shark. He doesn't look like much, but man, that guy's a goddamn nightmare.
You'll know that. All right, good. Is that it for the video game minute?
That's it. That'll do it. Yeah.
Y'all ready for bisque?
All right. Topic is your time, Ryan.
Great.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today, dare I say, a late possible Dork TV show of the year nominee. We're talking about The Day of the Jackal, which just wrapped up on Peacock. 10 episodes, all about an hour or just under an hour in length. We will begin as we do spoiler free on all of our movie and TV show reviews. Ryan, The Day of the Jackal, did you like it?
I did, very much. Did you like it?
Loved it. Loved it. First two episodes, we talked about this on the podcast. It was one of those shows that like, it wasn't the show's fault, but I just couldn't like sit and rip it. Like something would always come up, like Georgie would wake up or like whatever. So like, it took me a little while to get through the first two. And then I sat and watched the whole third episode, immediately sucked me in. And I was like, this show kicks ass. And then it kind of was just anywhere from good to great the rest of the way. And I thought it was a good finale. And I was like, holy shit, like what a fun, awesome show. Kind of out of nowhere. It was not on my radar for shows at all. Heard a couple of people talking about it. I think Wiggy was talking about it. A couple other people I was like, you got to watch it. I'm like, yeah, all right. And then, man, lived up to it. I thought stuck the landing. Super fun show. Love the characters. Love slash hate the characters, however you want to look at it. But you're invested in the characters, if nothing else. And
you do have strong reactions to like some of the characters, which is good.
Yeah, I think that's what you're looking for. And so Eddie Redmayne stars in this, sort of like an assassin. And so people may have seen the movie The Jackal.
Yes.
With Bruce Willis and Jack Black from the 90s. There was also a series, I believe, right? Wasn't there also a Jackal series?
Yes, there was. And there was a television series. There was a book, Day of the Jackal. And then there was like an older movie too.
Yeah. So I haven't seen all of it. I obviously
there was a 1973 movie, Day of the Jackal.
Wow. So
yeah.
They're bringing it back, and I'll tell you, it was a delight. I would call it a must see. I think it's gonna be in a lot of people's Q zone, especially people that listen to our show. A lot to like, some good action, good story. I mean, it also kind of reminds me of sort of Mission Impossible stuff mixed in there. I don't know, fun, the little cat and mouse.
A little cloak and dagger, a little intrigue.
Yeah, oh yeah, plenty of intrigue. I was intrigued the whole time.
I thought it was great. I can't wait to talk about spoilers and characters we loved and hated.
All right, what is your dork score then for Day of the Jackal?
Hard 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
You could talk me into a 5.5.
I was thinking 6 watching this show.
You know, if you go 6 and I go 5, that's exactly where I think it needs to be, is at a 5.5.
All right, I'm going to stamp it at a 6. I'm putting this as a 6 out of 6 show. Day of the Jackal comes highly recommended from me, and it was already a good TV year. I think this, and before we do our dork nominees, I also want to rip Squid Game season 2 just to make sure we have the full shows that came out in 2024, and we'll nominate the 6 best. But I can't think of 6 better than Day of the Jackal right now. So I think it's getting in.
No. And now that you mention it, one more piece of video game news. It was announced that Call of Duty is doing a Squid Game crossover.
Oh, so shit.
That should be fun.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. If you guys are in the YouTube chat right now, you can let us know what your scores are for the Day of the Jackal. Davey's going hard 5. I'm going firm 6. And that's what we got for Day of the Jackal. Let's get into spoilers.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
All right, so Eddie Redmayne's character, and they do some flashback work, but he is ex-military. He is one of the great snipers in the world, and he is now a hired gun. He's an assassin. He can kill anybody, gets paid the big bucks, and he can kill anybody you need him to kill. So they show some of that work early on. And then the other part of the show is the people that are kind of going after him. He's also married with a kid. His wife doesn't know anything about what he does, but she slowly, as the series goes on, learns about what he does. So there's basically the Eddie Redmayne family dynamic, the Eddie Redmayne work environment, like who he's getting these calls from and like who his targets are. And then there is like, is it the FBI or the MI6 or whatever that are going after him? That's pretty much the show. That's pretty much where all the characters come from. But some pretty good, like pretty tense scenes. And I guess my first question would be, were you rooting for Eddie Redmayne's character?
Absolutely.
So was I. I don't know if you're supposed to or not, but I definitely was. I was like, out of everybody involved, and I know he's not a great guy, but because it's one thing with him, like if your job is to kill so and so and you're paid $20 million dollars to kill this whatever, this leader or whatever, and you kill him, like that's one thing. But along the way, when there are like fuck ups, he ends up having to kill a lot of other people just to make sure he doesn't get in trouble too.
Yeah, and that I always think the character flaw there is just like there is such a detachment from that. But it was like you said, I mean, there's, you root for the, I love the movie Gross Point Blank with John Cusack. And like one of the things he says to like his, he plays a hitman. And like the thing he says to his victims is like, it's not me. If I'm at your door, you've done something to bring me there. Like it's not, has nothing to do with me. I'm just like literally just the trigger man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, for someone else's problem with you. But and it's never like personal, but you can tell like, and we're in the spoilers, so like the thing with the old couple and like the RV, like they kind of force his hand. Like, what do you want me to do? Like the old lady stabs him, old guy grabs his gun, and you're just like, fuck. And you can tell he's just like, why did you do that? Like, we were out of here. You know, like I wasn't going to hurt you.
All right, so did you think after he got stabbed, do you think he like had to do that still?
Yes.
Yeah, he probably did because that was going to go south. And then the old guy started to attack him because he felt like he had to. And I don't know. He probably wasn't going to kill him because what was also interesting was so like the big setup and the one that he's going after. And it's that guy that's basically releasing River, right? Like the big tech guy. Yeah. That whole setup and like where he's in, like where he's going to be, like how he gets his gun, like that's so cool. Like this whole show, like how he's getting his fucking gun, like who he knows to get his gun, how he's going to get in there. But so anyway, along the way, he meets a guy who works at, I don't want to call it an arena, whatever that is. The big,
it's like a concert venue.
Yeah. So the big concert venue, he meets that guy and then calls him back and like clearly uses this guy. And he ends up like sleeping with a dude multiple times, like just to protect his like cover in this. But what was interesting to me is he doesn't kill that guy at first. He doesn't kill that guy. And I thought maybe because he knew who he was, he knew he was interested in the plans, like it might come back on him. But he did let that guy go until he spotted him leaving the arena after the botched assassination attempt. And then he fucking snuffs him out too. And you're like, oh my God.
Like, what am I supposed to do? And I felt so bad. He did let that one guy go who told him he had a good man face.
Yes. Yeah. He did like, so he doesn't kill everybody, but
yeah,
you have a good man face. Good
man face.
Yep. Yeah. That was pretty funny when he's like, was driving around, but I love the stuff where he like reads where he needs to go. And like, he has a gun and he's working the gun into a like foot brace or whatever. It's like a boot. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's insane. And then he knows that he needs to pass security. He needs to get in there beforehand. So then he's up in like in the ceiling for like two days,
24 hours before.
So good. Yeah. He's seeing some other like concert pianist. He goes there, orders 4 waters, 4 fucking chocolates, 4 popcorns, heads up there and just like camps out there for 2 days.
That was awesome.
And then the fucking maniac on the side comes and like tries to kill that guy too. Otherwise, he would have killed him there. But one thing that they didn't really show, unless I just missed it, they didn't really show him getting out of there. I feel like getting out of there would have been impossible.
No, they did. It was quick, but like they showed him like kind of getting out, and then he kind of took out one of the security guards and then kind of like ducked out. It was fast. It was like super fast though. The other thing, so the other piece of this too is you have like these like global elites, and like the leader of them is like the guy Charles Dance, who played like the Lannister father.
Yeah.
Who was the bad guy. He's just an asshole in every single thing he plays. And he was, if you remember him, as Sado Numspa from The Golden Child. There's a deep pull for me.
That's a good one.
Played by Charles Dance. But like I wasn't rooting for any of those people ever.
No, not at all. And then you really find out that so Bianca is the other main character, like from MI6.
Yes.
And she's trying to track down the Jackal. And those two, you could tell, are like a lot more similar in how like both of their kind of bosses, if you will, are really way more like the bad guys, right? Like their bosses have a lot in common and they're just like utilizing them. Like the big thing is maybe one of the biggest bad guys, I guess, on this would be, what was her name? Was it Isabel?
Isabel
Kirby, the chief of staff for MI6, who basically is like off the record telling Bianca, like, go figure this out. Cause like they're getting pulled. There's like people that are working both sides of this whole thing, right? Like, cause the Jackal is getting information.
Yeah.
And then like, cause it, you know, it benefits certain like, you know, big time CEOs or what, even MI6 or whatever, like if certain people are in control or certain people aren't in control.
Or like, and you think like they probably didn't mention, they were alluding to them without mentioning them, but like the royal family, like this goes up to them. Like we got to, if River comes out, like we have to protect them.
Well, it's also crazy that this show was on as like in real world, the fucking United CEO got fucking shot down. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like this is that kind of thing. And so they want to smoke out that River guy. But then it's also, they don't want it getting tied back to them. So talking about the people who hired the Jackal are like, we need to like wipe him out, but they don't know how to wipe him out. So then they're like, Bianca, we're going to wipe him. We want you to wipe him out. And then we're going to then in turn wipe her out.
And then I love how they did this, because you would think like there's that great shot where he's like behind, like in his closet, like in that two-way mirror. And they're like looking at each other, but not looking at each other.
That was so, he was looking at her. She didn't know he was in there. That was sick. But, like the red light behind him.
And I love the fact that like there wasn't really a fight between the two of them. Like she had no idea where he was. And he was so much better at what he did than her.
Yeah.
And like I found that like I hated her character. I hated her character because, and it started with, or was it Allison and, who was the gun maker, the guy who like made his guns for him? Like she was trying to find him.
I forget that guy's name, but he reminded me of the dude that makes Daredevil's suits.
Yeah, yeah. But like he made the suitcase gun, he made the cast gun, and he made like the gimbal gun
too. Yeah.
Which was awesome. But like I was pissed at her from the beginning, because remember she used Bianca used that Allison's daughter who wound up dying. So she kills her daughter, essentially, then gets her killed. Then the husband like kills himself in the interrogation room and gets Norman? Was Norman the gunmaker?
Oh, that sounds right. Yeah, I think you might be right. Yeah.
So all these people, like and it's nothing other than her wanting to be right.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like all of that happens like on her watch, just, and she gets a bunch of like agents killed and then just, and again, it has nothing to do with anything other than like her ego. It's like, I hated that character.
Oh yeah.
And the other character I hated was the fucking, brother, Nuria's brother.
Oh, like, Nuria, by the way, like, Nuria, by the way, great character.
Great character. And my other favorite character, was Xena.
Yes.
Like his handler.
I love Xena. Xena's so smart too, because Xena knew she was turning south on her when they were like, "Oh yeah, like we got something for you. Like we're gonna send somebody your way. Like we got like another job or whatever." She's like, "What's up? What's going on here?" So she, she was the liaison to the Jackal. She's a great character. Nuria might be in the mix for most comely. We'll have to tune in to find out on how comely. But her brother. A lot of the shit doesn't go sideways if it's not for the brother, which obviously is why he's in the show. But I'm just saying the brother, because he had to, that's the only way they even knew about Spain is because he had to kill the guy that was working with the brother or the brother wanted to work with. He smoked him and they're like, great sniper shot. So he's in Spain. So Xena does tip off the Jackal. She calls him and she's like, they're all like, do they know anything about Spain? He's like, what? But then, so that helped. But even then he was like, whatever. But then the brother was like in the house and then the two are in there. They shoot him. So he hears the shots, but then he's just like super calm and like gets his fucking guns. And you're like,
right
now, part of me was hoping for a conversation between the two rather than like what they had like a really brief one where they're
quick one. Yeah.
But like one where they would exchange more info about their bosses, but that never happened. But one good thing that did happen at least, and I was ultimately happy. I'm like, all right, we need the Jackal to remain. But one good thing was Bianca did text her other boss, OC, I believe his name is.
Yep.
The guy who was in Guardians 3. And so he knows that Isabel is like crooked and he doesn't tell her. Remember, he gets the text at the end and he's like,
if I die, you know why.
Right. She's like, she made me go after him.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. But then also, how do you think he survived the end? Talk about the Jackal when he got like T-boned by a car at full speed and he walked away from that.
I think that's you're gonna find out next season.
Yeah.
Like how he got away from them. And I love that like he and Xena are like now a team because they're like,
love it.
Like he's got like his person in the chair. He's got his handler who can like, he doesn't have to talk to anybody anymore.
Yeah, no. And so I don't know what she's doing because they're obviously very powerful and they're going to be trying to track her down. Like she changed her hair, you could tell, but like.
And so did he.
Yeah. And his face is all fucking smashed up.
And I wonder too, he said, there's someone I got to find. So obviously he's going to try to find Nuria and his son.
Yep.
But now people know who they are. So he has to beat those people to them.
Yeah. Now, I think she's probably because she's the brother's dead. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, the mom, she's probably not dealing with. I bet she's on her own. And she seems smart enough to me where she has all cash on her. So she can sort of start over a little bit.
A little bit.
Change her name, maybe that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's going to have to find her. And then he's going to have to go after Tywin Lannister. Right. Like that's, I assume, what the next season will be.
Yeah.
And then some other people kind of along the way.
And the one thing that I was a little pissed about too, I didn't like the brother storyline. So that's why I kind of knocked it down a little bit. I thought that was lame. The other thing too, we got these, like you said, like Mission Impossible, like cool face swaps. Like he can like change his face.
Yeah.
But he only did it like once or twice.
Yeah. He did it, I think, twice, right? Because he did it
at the beginning. And did it on the plane.
Right. And he had his wife meet him. And you're like, first, you're like, why is he doing that? And then you're like, oh, he needed his bag of fucking disguise. But then that was pretty sick where he's sitting right behind her on the plane. And he's like, as the old man. And she's just like sitting in front of him, doesn't know that it's him. That was pretty good. Yeah. The brother was a little obnoxious. However, I think that was the only way in the long run to get Bianca in Spain. Otherwise, there wasn't any real reason to track him there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like until he sniped out a guy from so far away. Also the boat snipe was pretty crazy.
It's pretty awesome.
The dude's like swimming in the water, and like he's so far away that he like has to wait, and then he like times and he shoots, and like the guy like still goes under, comes back up, and then insane.
I love the shots that you see him pull the trigger, and then you have to wait like 5 seconds to see if he actually hit the person. Like that's how far he is away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
All right. Do you have a Friar's Helmet Award for the most distracting piece of wardrobe or prop?
Yeah, the most distracting piece of wardrobe. So the actress Lashana Lynch, who played Bianca, she would wear like these sweatpants, but they would be like really high waisted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was really distracting because like it gave her like the weirdest shape. Like I'm not like, she's a very pretty lady, but like the way it made her look like she had the biggest ass in the world.
Yeah, that was true.
Like their ass started like her shoulder blades. It was really strange.
I thought the gun that he got when he was escaping the dude that had the compound that was making all the guns for him. And yeah. It was part of the one that was going to go into the boot.
Yeah.
Like when you had the thing out, it looked so ridiculous. Like it was like such like a thin,
like, it was like a little pea shooter.
It was like a little pea shooter, and you had to shoot like one at a time. And it was just like, I think because he ended up having to use it like while he was on the run, which is obviously not the point. Like you want, that's like a long range weapon, but he was like running around with it and it looked kind of outrageous, but that's the point.
Yeah. In terms of like outfits or props, like that one was pretty crazy.
There was also the dude that had like the rubber bullet gun where, remember when like he was like the brothers, and then he the guy that tied him up in his barn or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the other two guys came after him and he fucking kills the one guy. And then the other dude, she ends up. That was the guy that said you have like a
good man face.
But he's like had like the little like orange gun and you're like. The What Are We 10 Years Old award for the best nudity. No nudity, but you did get a Noria Jackal love scene.
Yes, no nudity, but some good simulated humping.
Yep, simulated humping. Yep. Same. He had a nice little make out with the Zoros or whatever his name was.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Bacchus. Was it Bacchus? He's dead. He died. He won't be coming to dinner. What about the what the fuck moment? Was there a biggest what the fuck? I don't know if it's a what the fuck moment, but what really tied me in and on episode 3 was when Noria, her mom, and her brother were starting to go through the Jackal shit while he was gone. And they're like finding the secret room. They're finding all this stuff. And you're like, oh shit. And then it cuts to the Jackal looking at his phone, watching them do it. Like
watching them. Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, this guy's fucking 10 steps ahead.
That's right.
I thought that was pretty sweet.
So the other, what the fuck, the fact that like he blew up his whole team.
Yes.
And
oh, that's a great call. That's definitely the what the fuck moment. Yeah, you find that
and
out.
And where's his spotter? Where's his buddy?
Good question. That's an unanswered question so far. He's probably still alive.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I hope so.
Because then they were doing that job together. Like those guys were assassinating people together.
Yeah, I wonder if there was like a falling out or there was like a money thing or like the guy didn't want to do it anymore. Or
yeah. That's definitely with the what the fuck. Good call. Grab his dick and twist it. Award for the best fight. There were a few. Fight. There were a few because obviously he's a long range guy, but there were definitely a few close combat ones.
I mean the
warehouse thing. There were a couple.
That was cool. Norman's warehouse.
Yeah, Norman's area. Like Norman threw up a fight. Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
All right. The Mjolnir, the coolest weapon. You had a bunch of different weapons. I just think the way they put the guns in all the different stuff. And then there's like an early scene where like Bianca and them are like going through it. And they're like, the fucking gun is like in the suitcase or whatever. Or like it is the suitcase. Yeah. Or like it is the thing. That was pretty cool. And then that guy's whole like warehouse, like you like just see this all different shit everywhere. I still don't really know how to do it.
I think the suitcase gun,
like, that run. What are those printers?
3D printers. Yeah.
Crazy
3D printers, yeah. Yes, I thought the suitcase gun was my favorite, probably. Yeah. Like, if I had to, like, all right, that's yours, which one are you going to take? The suitcase one was cool.
Suitcase one was sick.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The Sophia Award for the best use of eyes or facial acting. Nuria was
His... But like watching like Eddie Redmayne's face, like he was so good because he didn't talk a lot, right? So watching him like, when he was being, other than with his family, if he was like emoting, like it wasn't real, like you knew that wasn't real.
Yeah, that was good. Great show. Anything else? We kind of bounced all around, but I was going to say, I think we hit on most of like the cool scenes. There, I mean, there were a bunch of cool scenes, but. I think we hit on a bunch of them.
But it's definitely a show worth your time. Definitely check it out for sure.
All right. There you go. Let us know what you guys thought at Dork Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. You can hit us up on the email as well, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Your thoughts on the Day of the Jackal. If you are watching live on YouTube, you can jump over to the other link and we will be talking top 10 movies of 2024. I saw one recently that I haven't even told you about. Arvon D, that is in my top 10. It's in my top 10. So we'll get to that coming up next. But in the meantime, Ryan, promise me a million times over, you'll never do another rule.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to promise you that.
The hashtag Dork Podcast.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, The Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.